One twin rocketed off to space, the other stayed here on Earth, and for 25 months, scientists studied their every move. Arizonans know this isn't the plot of a science fiction blockbuster. After all, one of those twins is now running for the Senate. It was the real-life experiment that Scott Kelly, living at the International Space Station, and his brother Mark, down here on Earth near Tucson, took part in. Now the results are in, so what did space do to change the identical twins? Emily Baumgartner is the scientist and medicine reporter for the Los Angeles Times, and she joins us now. And I want to start with the scientist who was quoted saying, "This is great. Astronauts' bodies typically show some biological sentiment of, holy crap, I'm in space." What does that mean, Emily?
Absolutely. So it's a really interesting finding. They've known for a while that when you examine the biomarkers or the elements of somebody's health by testing their bloodstream, what you're going to find when someone goes through any kind of high stress experience is sort of a spike in those markers. You know, whether you're climbing Mount Everest or going through a really stressful experience, running a marathon, you're going to see those things spike. But in this finding, what was really fascinating is that the longer he was in space, Scott Kelly saw those markers continue to climb indefinitely. Definitely.
Emily, one thing that comes to mind for a lot of us who perhaps have entered middle age and, you know, have less hair than we used to and can't see as well as we used to. What about science being like in space being a fountain of youth, but can you live forever up there? I mean, what are some of the advantages of being in space as opposed to being on Earth when it comes to aging?
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. One thing that was noticed in the brother, Scott Kelly, who did go to space in comparison to his brother, is that his genome is unaffected. You know, the elements of his DNA that match his twin brother were unaffected. But some of the elements that maintain our chromosomes, that keep parts of our DNA intact and therefore sort of keep us young and protect us from diseases or decay, those things were strengthened, and that's never been seen on Earth. There are ways to maintain your health, of course, exercise, a good diet, and that maintains those parts of your DNA, but you can't necessarily strengthen them, and that was unique to space. One thing to note is that when he returned to Earth, there was a massive decline in those things. So in this particular case, doctors were concerned that while space might have made Scott Kelly seem like he was staying young, the return to Earth was particularly detrimental. It's also important to note that there are only two men in this study, so we don't know for sure what the long-term effects are. We just know that this is an interesting place to start.
So as soon as he came back to Earth, he sort of started rapidly aging to catch back up to where he would have been before?
No, what happened was it was something that can only be seen on a molecular level. Hmm. There are little caps on the end of your chromosomes that keep things intact, sort of like the plastic on the end of your shoelace. And those things began to fray. So in the long term, what you'll see in patients on Earth is that as those things begin to fray, you begin to develop heart disease. You begin to develop some cancers that are associated with old age. But those are things that we may see in time in Scott Kelly. All we know right now is the protective measures on his molecular level seem to have gone away.
Emily, I'm going to go off the board on this one. What about the effects of stress, which I know can be on all sorts of things? Because I would think that being in space, even if you're an expert, would be a little bit stressful. And yet we go through these daily stresses on Earth. As you said, we try to counter the aging, and we also try to counter stress with exercise and diet. Is that just too unfathomable to measure at this point?
You mean the effects that would have occurred if you were in space for longer?
In terms of the stress on the body or whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, space is a very stressful experience. You know, we've seen this in many astronauts before. You see bone density decline. You're getting almost no sleep. And so, you know, effects on the body can be detrimental. We don't know how much this is going to counteract that. We do know that there are applications that can be made for patients on Earth, ways that in the long term we can develop countermeasures that impact people in all sorts of stressful situations. But, you know, they continue to push astronauts like Scott Kelly to partake in those activities in space, such as getting good exercise, eating as balanced of a diet as possible, to see if we can make a trip as far as Mars.
So does this mean that we can fathom living in space for long periods of time in the future? I mean, is that the goal of this kind of study, to see if humans can do this and really, you know, live on Mars or something?
Well, I think in the shorter term, and by shorter term, I mean decade,
right,
the goal of scientists is to see if they can make the trip to Mars. A trip to Mars is expected to be up to 3 years long. It's, you know, several months to get there, and then specialists who go would stay for about a month for studying, for a year for studying. And so the goal was to see how the body would hold up for a year or more. So I certainly think that that's something that this study is encouraging to folks on that front, but there certainly needs to be more research, and there will be more research in the coming year to see whether that's something that can be seen across all individuals and not just these twins.
All right. That is Emily Baumgartner, the science and medicine reporter for the
Space
Los
Police
Angeles.
Are after Emily, I guess.
That's what it sounded like there. Emily, thank you for joining us.
Thanks again. Have a great day.